Dorshan Spaceport, Doran.
Dressed in fresh clothes and breathing the Coruscant-like atmosphere provided by Jade Shadow's life support system, Ben and Luke sat in the yacht's small lounge area. Momentarily free of responsibility, they could relax for a bit. Ben sprawled in a reclining chair while Luke sped through several days' worth of holonews recordings and communications.
What's new in the galaxy, Dad?
I had about a dozen queries from Silgall. The fact that I wasn't replying had her a bit concerned. I just asked her to look into reports of force nexuses Jason might have heard of while he was here. Not the one on Dagobah, or the one walled in at the base of the Jedi Temple. He was already aware of those. Somewhere different.
Nexuses! Thrilling!
They caught Seth Helen. Jaina and some allies did.
The crazy Jedi that Aunt Leia mentioned?
That's the one.
Good.
Silgall reports some abnormalities in his brain scan. A place to start her research. And, oh, excellent.
What?
Luke angled the monitor screen so his son could see more clearly. It showed aged newsman, Wollum Tassir, speaking in his usual grave manner. Then the image cut to Nawara Venn, well-dressed, standing on the steps before the Courts of Justice building, surrounded by members of the press. Luke dialed up the volume, and Tessar's voice could be heard.
Action initiated by Advocate Nawara Venn. The High Court's ruling effectively strikes down the Chief of State's executive order, lifting many of the restrictions imposed on the Jedi Order in recent weeks.
Nawara Venn raised a fist, triumphant, and shouted silently in answer to someone's question. Then the image cut back to Wollum Tassir.
Chief of State Natasi Dalla has not yet issued a statement about the ruling. Privately, many of the observers assigned to the Jedi, whose mission came to an abrupt end this afternoon with the issuance of the ruling, have expressed dissatisfaction, claiming that the Jedi tendency toward willfulness and disregard of the law make the observer's role a crucial one. Jedi Master Kenth Hamner asked about how long this possible reversal in order would last.
Luke dialed the volume down again. Ben raised a fist, mimicking Nawara Venn's gesture.
That's one for us!
He saw his father take a breath and hastily added,
Yes, I know. Dangerous forces out there. The Hidden One may have been partly right. Mustn't get cocky. Dad, just for tonight.
Luke grinned. Just for tonight. No admonitions. No advice.
Thanks. Where do we go next?
We'll see what Silgall tells us. Until then, we relax. Ben put his hands behind his head and closed his eyes. Relax, that he could do. And though he was countless light years from home, only a few weeks into his father's 10-year exile, sore from physical labor and being beaten by a combat trainer, he decided that things could be a lot worse. It was good to be alive. This is Mark Thompson. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Outcast, by Aaron Alston. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Dan Zitt. Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Outcast, is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2009. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music master production copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.